As we speak at about 20 after 3 on a Saturday afternoon, what do we know about the situation?
We had a fire, a call for a potential fire in the yard here at Padnos, and that came in at about 12:24. Upon arrival, our crews found a small fire at the end of one of the piles that lead into the shredder, part of the recycling operation. There's vehicles, a number of different recyclable metals in there. It appears that the fire probably extended underneath the pile, and those were the first visible indications of the fire itself. Once firefighters tried to put a knock on it and get some water on it, actually found out that the fire was more extensive than we thought. Basically, this is a defensive type of operation. There wasn't any immediate life safety concerns, and we're still trying to put the fire out right now. Padnos has been great. Their operators have been out here all afternoon with us trying to make sure that we can access those hidden pockets of fire. We did put out a little bit of a notice, the downwind plume here. This is a recycling facility. There's all kinds of things in here burning. It could be tires. It could be other items in there that are just part of the recycling process. We did our best to make sure we notified. We put a notice out that if you're downwind, stay indoors and shut your windows, and we'll do our best to try and get the fire put out as soon as we can.
Chris, I don't want to sound too ignorant, but when there's a fire and we talk about a recycle rubber, that is like almost impossible to put out.
That can be difficult. And again, Padnos does not, they're not, those things aren't in there deliberately. But as part of the recycling process, people drop stuff off. They run it through their shredder. We don't know. But there are a number of items in here that, there are metals that are combustible that'll burn when they get going. And again, we're recycling vehicles here, and we're trying to put those items back into the system. So
I know fires are never, shall we say, anticipated. But in a situation like this, has the department had an idea, hey, if something happens at Padnos, this is what we need to do?
Yes, similar type of fire. And we've set up almost identical type of operation here today. Padnos does a great job. They have a drainage system here. And what we really need to do is flood this pile with quantities of water just to suppress it. Deep-seated fire, it is hard to get the water to the base of the fire. Again, they've been out here operating with us, pulling the piles apart. But all this water gets retained on site. It is treated before it's released. And we've got an operation pretty much, no fire is ever the same. But we know when we get this type of fire, we're going to be here a while, and it's going to be a painstaking operation.
I know we can't say for certain exactly how it started. Any ideas at this point or no?
Again, we don't always know what's in the pile. There could be, there had to be some type of heat generating source. There are combustible metals that could end up in here, magnesium and some of the other alkali metals. But right now, from what we know, we don't have any initial indication. It could be a battery in there. It could be something. But right now, we know that something got hot and it cooked a while and extended through the pile.